And it could feel very silly if we told somebody out there, yeah, we gather, and the point is not to do anything. We actually gather so as not to do anything. And it's so not silly. Even though the person out there who doesn't know what they're missing would think, what? You gather so as not to do anything? Or you gather to not do anything? And also, the gathering is what allows this not doing anything, or it helps. It holds us. It doesn't ask anything of us. Precisely, it doesn't ask anything. If it does ask, it's asking for nothing. But it doesn't ask. It just is. And we can be here as we are. That's actually the invitation to be here as we are, moment by moment, exactly as we are. We don't even have to know how we are. Because, I mean, how are we? It's quite a silly question. How are you? Well, you know, who are you asking? What are you asking? My body, my mind, my story. So here we are. But we don't need to know how we are. What we are, where we are, even. I mean, we inevitably will know things because our mind doesn't just turn off miraculously, but the thoughts can come and go and some thoughts maybe come and stay and then go or not. And the body, it does what it does, each one of our bodies. It's alive. And the world we perceive and the sense perceptions that we perceive, the sound of my voice or the feeling of the air against your skin. Or whatever else you may be perceiving. Well, there it is, the world. Hello, world. Hello, body. Hello, mind. Just postponing the usual engagement with our experience. We'll feel the impulse to resist or to want to change something. But then we don't, or we feel that, we feel that urge. For things to be otherwise. And we just stay with what is. It's not really that we stay, because that's a sort of activity. I have to stay. It's more a quality of letting be, that everything that is experienced moment by moment isn't being evaluated or compared or whatever. It isn't being th put through a sort of analysis. It just is. It is as it is. And it's so very mysterious, such as it is. The thought or the feeling in the body, we don't know if we don't do the usual, if we don't refer the thing, the thought or the feeling to another thought or another feeling or something from the past. If we're just here in an attitude of openness, because we would like to be in that attitude, that's why we come here. Because something in us is already in that attitude, always. Open. But, we forget, and that essential openness is easily covered up. So in the place where we would usually contract or say, I don't like this. Oh, this that hurts. That's at that very place. We say, oh, hello. Oh, who are you? Not so much in the expectation of the thing answering. The who are you is just a way of saying hello. I want to know you. I want to feel you. I want to be close. And it sometimes takes courage because we encounter difficulty, physical pain in the body or emotional pain. And there's a conditioning that says, this is unbearable. I can't. But actually, is that true? Is that true? Maybe you have to experiment. Take a place in your experience that's difficult. Maybe it's just a bodily sensation in your shoulders or in the back of your neck or somewhere. And what if you surround that place as an experiment with a quality of kindness, of hospitality? And you let that place, sensation, feeling, contraction, whatever it may be, you let it be there and nothing. It's like you're saying, look, there is space, there is welcoming. There hasn't been. But now, in this moment, there is. And something is bound to respond in the body. It won't be rational. It's not like your shoulders will say, oh, yes, thank you very much, and relax. It won't be like that, but the attitude of kindness and welcoming. It's recognized, it's resonated with. The body, your cells, your bones, your muscles, they're not sort of the stuff of a physician. It's alive and permeated with, I don't know what to call it, love. And love recognizes love. It's pretty simple. And as you're listening to my words and your body is maybe needing to ripple a bit and move, it doesn't have to stay still. And your thoughts too, in a way, if you let your body move a bit and your head, you just let your thoughts ripple out and they don't have to fall into order. They can just swim out and away. And my words, which are sort of audible thoughts, they can land, splash into your understanding and be forgotten, swim away. And your breath can help somehow, your breath, your in-breath and your out-breath. It's very tactile and sensual, the breath, connecting something invisible with something visible. The in-breath bringing in something invisible, and with it, your belly moves, swells, contracts gently with the out-breath. Sometimes there's a sigh and a longer breath. You allow your whole body to feel this resonance of love, of welcoming. It doesn't mean that immediately the body feels well and good and no. That's nothing to do with it. The place that hurts, that suffers, is just now surrounded with something kind. That's the difference. And maybe you could feel your spine wanting something. My spine wants to round itself, collapse in a way. It wants to experiment with gravity, feeling the pull of gravity. Maybe try that too, if it feels right, to just let your spine collapse, your skeleton, your head sort of bending down, and feel the contact of your pelvis where it's connecting with a cushion, your sits bones. And maybe your hands where they're connecting to the ground, to the chair. Feel it, it's very tactile. And you can surrender the weight in this moment. See what it's like to really give it up. Ugh, give it up. Your thighs, your knees, your calves, your feet, your ankles. Your arms, your shoulders hanging down. Letting the earth carry the body. And then feel the breath, quite sensual, right there at the lower abdomen. And then in your own way, your own time, just a very slow elongating of the spine from the root of your pelvis, really slowly, as if you were not doing it. You're just following a little flame that's rising. Excuse me. Just see how your body wants to be, how your torso wants to sit on your pelvis on the earth, your arms, how do they want to hang? Your fingers, how do they want to hang? Your head floating. What about your chin? How does it want to hang? And the back of your neck. Would it like to lick the space behind or be licked by the space behind? And it needs to lengthen a bit. But, need, that's not the right word. It's all for fun, for play. No, none of this needs to. To be followed. But it can be followed. Feel your fingers and your hands and let them move off your lap. If you're sitting on the floor, just let your fingertips touch the ground. Or if you're sitting on a chair, maybe touch the edge of the chair. And then let your arms be airborne, very gentle. Your two arms just floating. Slowly, slowly, they're carried by two cushions of air up to the horizontal long arms. Heavy shoulders dropping down. Your eyes are closed. Your arms, how long are they? You don't know. Could they be very, very long? Touch the wall in front. Make sure your sits bones are rooting into the earth. Say hello, hello body. Maybe the little screaming happening in the shoulders or the neck. That's okay. Can you stay a bit? Can you open your arms right and left? Slow. Don't do it almost. Let it happen. Long fingers. Intense. Welcome. Whatever. The layers of intensity. And then slowly let your arms float back down. Take your time. Letting your arms completely relax. Your shoulders completely relax. Your breath. Your belly. And then again, let your spine round itself. There's no point for this other than just to taste your body and to give your body a taste of the space that surrounds it, the kindness. Feel like the back of your body is the touch of your clothes against the back body. The space that extends behind the body. For no reason. Just beginning to remember, oh yeah, my body is intimately connected with the space all around and with the earth. And again, feel that heaviness of gravity, dark, heavy, earthy. And give her your body, the meat of your body, your arms, your shoulders, your thighs, your hips, your perineum, the weight of your pelvis. Give it up as if you're returning to the earth. And your head, just let it drop even more so that you can, I don't know what, experience a surrender, a physical surrender. And your breath is allowed. And then again, just happening without any effort, there's a rising, little tiny flame originating at your pubic bone, slowly, slowly rising. Your belly, your middle torso, your whole torso, it's making connection, a connection with the space in front, your beating heart, your upper chest, your throat, your face. Just welcoming whatever is experienced. Don't label any of it, even if I'm offering an invitation. See what happens. It's all welcome. Your whole front body. Just experiencing that as one sensation and giving it permission to spread however way it may want to. Maybe forward into the space. Maybe upwards your head, top of your head towards the ceiling. Your energy body, it might remember a quality of spaciousness. And again, feel your forearms, your arms, your fingers. Let your fingers, your forearms float away from your lap. Just your forearms, feel your upper arms still hanging against your sides of your body. And your fingers completely relaxed, they're pointing down. Your thumb, your index, your middle finger, your ring finger, your baby finger, the space between your fingers.